You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Let's chat sport. Staying active can be a great way to not only look after our health and well-being, but also to socialize and meet new people. So today we're hearing all about a new project that is inviting visually impaired people to give rugby a go. And to tell me everything, I'm joined now by Maggie Laurie from Strathmore Community Rugby Trust. Maggie, it is so nice to have you here with me.
Oh, thank you very much for having us along.
So tell me a little bit more about this project. It's quite new. It launched recently.
Yeah, we've only been running for a few weeks. We're the first organisation in Scotland to bring visually impaired or VI rugby up here. So we're really excited to give people an opportunity to try something new. It's a game that's been successfully played and introduced down in England and in Wales, with quite a few professional teams having VI teams that train alongside. The hope is to try and get a wee training session going up in Scotland with regular attendance, and to give people up here the opportunity to play.
Oh, it sounds amazing, because rugby is quite a popular sport in the UK. But how do the adaptations work when you are visually impaired and you are playing rugby? Because I imagine it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a wee bit different. I think we've worked in partnership with an organisation called the Change Foundation, who are the ones that developed VI Rugby. When they were developing it, one of the bits of feedback that they got from people that were playing sports with a visual impairment was that they wanted a game that was as close to the rules of the game as possible, and mimicked. They found a lot of VI sport, the adaptations that had to be made just made the sport look completely different to what the original game was. So with that in mind, they've done a really good job, I think, of keeping the rugby elements in the game. So the game is played seven-a-side, and it's the one big difference is that it's touch rugby that's used rather than full contact rugby, and that's from a safety point of view. The ball that we use has got ball bearings and a bell in it. So when it travels, it's audible, and players wear numbered bibs, so that there's either a coach or a referee that's in charge of each game, and they are really important to describe what's going on the pitch for everyone that's playing, and to give people an idea of where they are on the pitch. So the reason you've got a numbered bib is that the ref, for example, will shout, yellow seven, you're offside, and whoever's wearing that number will know that they at the start of their yellow seven. The game has a mixture of rules that takes a wee bit from rugby union and a little bit from rugby league, but there's uncontested scrums, uncontested lineouts, so it's very much similar, it's similar to the two codes of rugby that you can get basically.
I love that. And I imagine because it's not as rough in this case, anyone can really join in, because I feel like sometimes rugby feels a bit like a lad's sport.
Yeah, no, it's open to men and women. We are targeting adults with our game at the moment. We were advised to kind of do that to start off with. But hopefully if things goes well, we'll be able to get a kid's or a junior section going as well. But yeah, it's because it's touch rugby, it can be played, it takes out that contact element. So it's almost like a bit more of an elaborate sort of game of tig, I guess, for want of a better word. But it's really accessible and to everybody.
And I imagine it can also allow quite a variety of vision loss, because people, obviously, sight loss is a spectrum. So how do you adapt for that?
Yeah, so it's the Change Foundation have worked in partnership with British Blind Sport to use their categorisation system that they use. So as a community level, we can have anyone playing, and we just... we adapt the sessions as well as we can to the person's needs coming along. If we're to get to a competition level, British Blind Sport have categories from B1 to B5, where I believe B1 is someone that has got almost total sight loss, and B5 could be someone that is maybe only got sight loss in one eye, for example. And so at competition level, they restrict from a safety point of view to play to be someone that's categorised between a B2 and a B4. But at community level, we open the doors to anyone if they're keen.
Yeah, that's fantastic because it's just a bit more open and anyone can really try it. So let's talk about trying it. Where is it happening? Where can we go and try rugby and what day, I guess, as well?
So the sessions take place on a Sunday morning at Forfar Community Campus, which is in Angus. But when we were looking at putting the sessions on, one of the things that we've made sure we consider is to make sure the sessions are on a bus route. So there's direct bus links from throughout Angus and also Dundee to Forfar Community Campus. So it's open to anyone that can get themselves to the sessions, basically. We're quite happy if people want to or maybe a wee bit unsure about where they're going and want a wee bit of help, just to get in touch with us and we can offer a meet and greet service off the bus, for example, or at the sports centre. Just please, we would encourage people just to get in touch and we'll do everything we can to help people get along to the sessions. So,
oh, brilliant. So how do we get in touch? What would be the best way?
So there's a few different ways. There you can get in touch via our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Our Facebook pages, if you just search for Strathmore Community Rugby Trust, Instagram and Twitter are Strathcom Trust, if I remember rightly. We've also got a website and email addresses. So the website is just strathmoretrust.co.uk. And if you email info@strathmoretrust.co.uk, we are quite happy to, we'll give you all the information you need.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Maggie. I hope you get a massive uptake and get to the competition level before you know it. But in the meantime, it's been lovely chatting on RNIB Connect Radio, and let's catch up in the future and see how the sessions are going.
Super. Thank you very much.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.